Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Here, our waters are splashing and rejuvenating. Our history is for seeing and experiencing. Our theme parks are for riding and sometimes flying. And our great outdoors are yours for exploring and restoring. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This meeting is being recorded.
ED.
Oh.
The thing talks back to you now. The beauty of Zoom, it tells you what's going on and everything. It's alerting you of this message is being recorded.
I don't listen, so you know I don't even listen to you. You think I'm gonna listen to Zoom?
I was about to say you barely listen to me. This is the Believe in 49ers podcast on Believe. He is Super Bowl champion Eric Davis. I'm Rashawn Haylock. Plenty to get to on this show. We'll talk a little Jimmy G and Baker Mayfield, why those two are linked, how that will potentially affect the 49ers. Debo Samuel, of course, the big contract looming. Will it happen? We'll get into all that. We'll bring back another edition of Real Thing or Not. But as always, we want to encourage and remind you to continue to download, subscribe, rate, and review. Located wherever you find your podcast. If there's a like or a follow button on your particular podcast subscription service, go ahead, hit that like or follow button. Feel free to follow us on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube as well. You can find us there on the pod also. Hit us up on social media. I'm at R. Haylock on Twitter. He is at underscore Eric Davis underscore. And on Instagram, I'm at Watch Ray Ray, and he is at ED25. Mm-hmm. Did I get that right?
You got it. ED25, F-I-V-E.
It only took me like 8 shows, but we got it. As always, we are brought to you by the fine folks at Bet Online. Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info for all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, which just ended. I'm sure you have some money on that, or you were playing that, I should say. Money. What's money? Stanley Cup Finals are about to come to an end, potentially, perhaps. But you got Major League Baseball going on. You got all but sports are never ending. Golf, whatever you want. Bet Online has it. So head on over to the website, use your mobile device, sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. He is Super Bowl champion Eric Davis. I'm Rashawn Haylock. Just had a Ron Burgundy moment there. Like, I'm reading the script. This is what it says, right? I mean, the finals are over, and I'm talking about the finals. Pure Ron Burgundy moment there, right there. So there you go. There you have it. I can't help it. Can't help myself. So plenty to get to. If you're watching on YouTube,
mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
We still got the decorations. So wifey goes in on birthdays, right? Like she.
Tell me about it. You guys celebrate half birthdays, quarter birthdays.
You know, so you already know.
To the quarter birthdays, goodness gracious! But you know they don't know. I know. You guys, during the year, I think you guys celebrate like 7-8 different birthdays in your house.
As long as you're celebrating, you don't have time to.
But there are only 3 of you in the house, and you have like 7-8 different birthdays that you celebrate. I'm like, how does this happen?
The more you spend enough time celebrating, less time you spend fighting. You just love. You just love each other, right?
There it is. A lot of love. K-Rock household.
So she does this for Summer, right? Every one of Summer's birthdays, she'll like decorate the whole house. Like she'll decorate Summer's room, her door, her bed, the railing on the stairs, the walls, obviously. You got the little happy birthday banner up here as well. There's another one upstairs in Summer's room, but Wifey just goes in and Summer wakes up and she's just like, this year though, like she just turned three. This year, I think she like finally kind of got it a little bit, right? Like the first 2 years is like, oh, whatever. But I think this year, you know, she kind of got it. So anyways, we're still.
Nice. I told you about the threes. Remember they always talk about terrible twos. Didn't I tell you?
Oh.
Like twos. I say, what did you
do? Oh, it's happening. Like it started at like 2 and 2.5, 2 and 3 quarters. Like we are over here getting the business right now. Like
I told you.
Truth be told. And every time something happens, I think about you. I'm like, ED said this.
I told you, it's not like I didn't have practice. I told you, three is, everyone talks about two, but no, three, they are mobile, inquisitive.
Yes.
The personality is starting to fully develop, and they still don't understand no, stop, and don't. They don't understand that yet. So you stand no chance.
Yeah. We over here going through it. And, you know, I think about you and Wifey and I are like pulling our hair out. Like, what are we going to do with this? Where'd this kid come from? And so, it's happening. It's happening. Suffice to say, we're looking at schools now for a little bit of a reprieve during the day.
not for her, for you.
for Wifey and I. Absolutely, absolutely. So here we go. All right. So mini camp, OTAs, whatever heck you want to call it, all that is has come to an end. We're in that period right now where we're approaching training camp. And so figure we bring back a little real thing or not here. So got a couple for you, real thing or not, in case you're new to the show or in case you forgot because we haven't done this in a while. Real thing or not, I make a statement, ED tells me if it's a real thing or not, and then I'll make my rebuttal. So first thing on the plate, ED, Jimmy G will be traded before Baker Mayfield. Real thing or not?
That's not.
Ooh.
Not. Yeah. I do believe Baker Mayfield will get traded sooner because I think Baker Mayfield will cause more of an issue around the building. If he has to be there, I think Baker is in, I understand what is going to happen with Deshaun. And I think in a lot of cases, everyone's just assuming that, you know, Baker's going to be like, you know what, I'll stay here and play. I just think Baker, I can see the flip side of that. Baker saying, you didn't want me. I don't want to be here. Get rid of me. But let's get this done. So I sort of think that, yeah, that's where I'm at. So your thoughts.
I will say not.
Okay. Probably for the exact opposite reasons of what I just said. They need him.
Pretty much yeah. for the exact opposite reasons. I think Jimmy G. Wait, let me think about this for a second.
You see? It's interesting, though. You know?
It's a very interesting concept. Okay, so Jimmy G will be traded before Baker Mayfield. Actually, I say that that's a real thing. And I say that because I don't know that Baker will be traded. I think they're going to have to cut him. And I think.
I didn't even think about the cut.
I think either they're going to have to trade him or they're going to have to cut him. But it's going to have to happen first because Deshaun Watson's already there. But not only that, they already have his backup in Jacoby Brissett, right? Yeah. And so Baker can't live there anymore. Right?
Yeah.
With Jimmy, we've talked about this, you know, like.
Wait a minute. What did you say, Jim? Did I say not? Yeah, because I said I think Baker's going to go first, right? Did I say that correctly?
You think? Yeah, you said Baker's going
to. Okay, all right. Keep going. My bad. My bad. Sorry for you. Like, as he said, we haven't done this in a while, so
it's been a minute.
And he constantly tries to stump me and trick me with these. Okay. I almost
stumped myself there listening to you. But I heard somebody say this the other day. Not only the fact that Baker can't live there, but who's going to be willing to help the Browns right now? And take him off their hands.
Well, you can say the same thing about the 49ers. So I'm not even looking at it as – I wouldn't look at it as who's going to help the Browns. It's more of a question of who believes that Baker can help them. No team is going to do anything to help another team. That's just not a thing. I don't even when teams saying we want to make certain we send a player to a good situation, you don't care about that player. You don't care. It's the same thing I tell you. It's like, you're not my concern. Did I like Jaquaski? Did I like who just left? Right?
Tart.
Tart just left. That's right. Did I like Tart? Yes, I like Tart. You know, I like Tart. I'm just drop picks matter, all of these things. I talk about it, but I also, I also said I think he's going to learn from it. He's going to be a good player. He comes back. I think that's going to help him. I went through those things. I think it's going to happen. Guess what? He plays for somebody else now. I'm not really concerned. You're not in my colors. That's just how it is. So no team is going to – they're not going to try to help out Cleveland. If they think they need a quarterback and Baker can help them, and I think once we hit training camp, there are going to be a couple of people that say that, you know what, he's our guy, I'm not sure, and let's put this guy on our roster just in case, because at the end of the day, he was a first-round talent. I've seen him physically spin a ball. I mean, face-to-face, eye-to-eye. The kid has arm talent. He has arm talent that's going to make somebody say, let's try. That's how I feel. Yeah.
Real thing or not, here on Believe in 49ers podcast, here on Believe, number two, Drake mm-hmm. Jackson will have a bigger impact this year than Kerry Hyder. Real thing or not?
Real thing. Because I think it'll be much easier to measure. This is the thing. It'll be much easier to measure the impact of an outside guy as opposed to the impact of an interior guy. So he's playing in an exposed position. It's a flash position. People will see the things that we do. You can notice if two or three guys are blocking an edge rusher. You can see if that edge rusher is putting pressure on much more than you can see things happening from an interior line position. So from that standpoint alone, I think he'll have more impact.
So we're kind of going back and forth on this one, though. I'm going to say not. Okay. As much as this pains me, I'm a big Drake Jackson guy. Covered him when he was in high school out here, Corona Centennial High, USC, covered him there as well. Mm-hmm. Stoked when he got drafted by the Niners.
Yep.
But remember how reluctant I was to give up on Kerry Hyder? Hell, he had gone to Seattle, and I was still talking about what kind of impact he was going to have on the roster here with the Niners, even though he had already left and gone to Seattle last offseason. Here's the thing about Hyder, right? Yes, inside guy. Show some versatility, however. Uh-huh. But he had a career year. He had 8.5 sacks, right?
Okay.
And which mm-hmm. made – you know, the price went up, right? Yesterday's price is not today's price, right? And so he ends up going to Seattle. Didn't quite work out up there. I think he could tap into something, man. He can whatever the juice was, whatever the mojo was that led him to that career year, I think he could tap into it. And if he does that, and that's not to say Drake's not going to have a great year. I think Drake will have a good year. But that excites me about this defensive line. I get a little bit excited because I just once that staff gets their hands on Drake.
So you're saying Jackson will have a bigger, because that's what I think Jackson will have a bigger impact.
I think Hyder will have a bigger impact.
I got it. Okay.
So his addition, his output for the Niners, more impactful this year than Drake Jackson's.
I still go Drake. I still go. It's an edge. The thing about the guy on the edge, I mean, you get an edge and you're coming off an edge. Number one, it doesn't take as long to learn how to do that coming into the league, because it's like see that guy and go eat that guy. It's much easier to do. There are not a lot of moving parts to it. Jackson is just I think he's a naturally gifted pass rusher. You've seen him for a long time. I think you agree on that. And also, like I said, being out on the edge, being exposed, I'd still say that. And yeah, okay, thank you. And I got to get my head back into this because I'm like Hyder. Like, I don't know why I thought Hyder was gone.
Well, he was gone, but now he's back.
No, I'm saying I thought he was still gone. Go ahead and tell the people. You know, I don't look at
you don't all pay attention to the roster.
I don't pay attention to all that who's going, who's coming, who's drafted, and all this stuff. When they get into camp and like these are the guys, and you tell me this is the team, that's when I start locking in and focusing on it. It's not my job to put them together. You know that.
Yeah.
So people, forgive me on that one. Okay.
I think they forgive you.
Thank you.
Here we go. Last one, real thing or not.
Okay.
Deebo Samuel will start this season without an extension. Real thing or not?
Wow. This is normally the time that the 49ers do contracts. They normally finish up the contracts right before going into training camp.
Or those first couple weeks of training camp. Yeah.
And the only way that deal, I think, is done is if Deebo comes off of his number some. Wow, that's a tough one. I'm going to go, you know what? I got to go with just the history of the Niners. Niners history dealing with their players that they develop says that they give him a contract at this time. He's getting ready to go into the final year of his rookie camp. He's proven that he is that dude, that he's a damn dude. So I think they do it now. Yes, I think that's real thing, right? Real thing.
Yes, so.
History says it's a real thing.
What my eyes are telling me and what my ears are hearing are saying that it's not.
Yeah, me too, but.
And I'm going to go not, just for the simple fact that I think it can get done before the season ends, obviously, but not by the start of the season, which goes against the norm of what they've been doing over the last, you know.
See, that's why I hate you on these things. You know, this is why I hate you, because you know you're saying everything I've been saying, you know, since this all started. I've been saying that he needs to come in, he needs to play, and what have I said? You get to October, and he's balling out, he'll get whatever he wants. And I've been saying it. So now, that's why I don't like it when he does this. To where I have to make these choices, and you know, and then he follows me up and said, and he's telling you exactly. I've been saying this for 6 months. For the last 3 months, I've been saying what he's saying right now.
I hate you.
You're
correct in the fact that you're my muse. You are my muse. So, you know, when I'm talking football, a lot of times it's Eric Davis talking football. So, I mean, there's that part. But the other, besides what you just said, though, I really believe this. And we're going to see something here, because I think there's a shift in a sense that the order, the hierarchy,
mm-hmm.
will be somewhat impacted by this, right? Because of Bosa, same draft class, different rounds.
Yeah.
Bosa doesn't have to be extended this year.
No.
Deebo does. But Bosa has to get his extension. And I really do believe that they have to give him his first.
No.
That's why I feel that way. Like I don't know. I just don't see them giving Debo an extension, barring the unforeseen, right? I don't see them giving Debo an extension, and then Bosa's still waiting on his.
Okay.
Why am I wrong?
No. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I can see the 49ers organization. And this is the thing, as I said, history. I was with you. You know you're saying everything I've been saying because Bosa is going to set. It's the same draft class. Both guys, you can say they're balled out. Both of these guys are all pro talent. I've said it from day one.
They hit on both these guys.
I was like, yes, they hit on both of them. Bosa looks like a number two pick of the draft. Debo is doing exactly what you expect a number two round pick to do. So they hit on both of these guys. But Bosa will always be the number two pick of the draft, and he will always demand more money because of that. The only person on the roster that can demand more money than Bosa would be the quarterback. That's the only one. As long as he's playing at the level he's playing at, there is not another player, because he has the number two selection in his back pocket for his career for the Niners. He will always command more. So if the Niners, you can pay Debo, he doesn't necessarily have to be first, because you got to pay Bosa regardless. But this is the thing. You also have another year on his contract. You can pick up his option. You can franchise him. So now the question is, how unruly is he going to become when those things happen? But you can. So that's why I'm saying history says you pay Debo, because Debo is a guy that they want long term and they want happy. You can explain it to Bosa right now and his agent that, look, we got time. We're going to take care of you. Now, the question is going to be when you decide to pull the trigger on Bosa, but you have time to do it. So that's the only reason I say you can do Debo before you do Bosa.
Is that going to fly? Because I would assume they've had the same conversation with Debo, right? And so far it hasn't flown.
It can fly. See, the difference is Debo is going into the last year of his contract. His contract's going to be up. Bosa has two more.
Yeah.
He has two more. So I can easily tell your agent that, look, I'm going to get to you. Look, you're doing Bosa. Well, he's on it. I mean, you're doing Debo. Well, we're doing him going into the last year of his contract. You're not there yet. We're not going to do you 2 years out, because you know you have a fifth year. You have 2 years left. So that's why it can fly. Bosa is not in position. The same way I said with Debo, that it was a lot of noise and nothing was going to happen because he's under contract, right? I was saying that the entire time. But he'll be in camp. Everything's going to be fine. I'll say the same thing about Bosa. He can't go anywhere. Bosa is a football player. He's not going to hold out. He wants to play football. He wants to perform. It matters to him. So he's under contract. He has no choice. They got him for two more years. There's nothing he can do, nothing he can say. And they can franchise him after that if they choose. So truly, he's locked up for the next 3 years, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the agent would be stupid to try and strong arm them right now. He has no leverage. If Bosa trying to do the tough play right now is the same thing I said about Debo. You have no leverage. Yes, you played well, but you're not a free agent. There's nothing you can do but come back. All you can do is upset the organization and kind of make yourself look bad to the rest of the league, because organizations are going to look at like, okay, is this guy going to be a problem, an issue, even if we get it? That's all.
This has been Real Thing or Not here on the Believe in 49ers podcast. He is world champion Eric Davis. I'm Rashawn Haylock. I think the other part to that, though, also is, and this is the one thing that, like, no one talks about, right? Except us here. And that's the fact that, at least I haven't heard anybody speak of this besides you. And that's the fact that, yeah, Bosa missed time with injury, right? But he's got two legit years on tape, numbers he's put up, backing.
Oh yeah.
What, you know, the same can be said about Debo, right? I mean, he's got 1 year, right? And so, you know, is it repeatable? Can he do that again? I think that's a huge component that is somewhat overlooked in this whole thing. But another thing that I thought, what are the chances?
No one says it but me. That's interesting.
What are the chances that Debo, we get to this point, right? And he doesn't get his extension prior to the start of the season. What are the chances that it's just at that, he just shuts the door? He plays the season out, but shuts the door saying, all right, that's it. And whatever extension, whatever talks they want to have, he shuts down all negotiations and decides to enter free agency.
It's not a thing. Of course he would. So entering free agency, of course he should do that. If he plays out the season, it would be ridiculous to not test the market and try.
I'm saying, what if he doesn't get his contract before the start of the season? Uh-huh. And then at that point decides he's going to cut off all negotiations.
He's not. You said it here. I can tell you right now that's not going to happen. And then this is why. Why would you in any way put yourself in a position to where you lower your market value? Why? If you come in and you ball out and you do the same thing for the Niners that you've done for the Niners, correct? Let's say he's the wide back once again. You come in, you're the wide back, and you play at that level. You are more valuable to the 49ers than you are to anyone else in the league. You are such a huge part of their offense. Everyone else will have to try to figure out how to do that. The Niners have already shown it. You are more valuable to them than anyone. Why would you possibly take the offer from the team that you're most valuable to when in position to test the market? Why would you take possibly a huge offer off of the table? If worst case scenario, it sets the floor. Okay. Worst case. May not be the ceiling, but it definitely sets your floor, and it's going to be a great offer. Of course you're going to listen to that offer. So it makes no sense. If you play out the season, you become a free agent, you're going to listen. Doesn't mean they're going to make an offer, but he's going to listen. And if they make the offer, they write the check, a big enough check, he's going to stay. It's not all of this. I hate the place and I don't like this and I don't do all that. No, you write enough check. Guys, everybody listening, you know, I've said this to you on the pod before the pod and all these type things. Everybody listening, understand this. This applies for every player in the league. You write me a big enough check, you can't make me mad. It's that simple. You can't. You cannot upset me. You cannot upset any player going to work in the National Football League if you pay them enough. I'm sorry. I don't like the scheme. I don't like this coach. I don't like the uniform. I don't like the travel schedule. I don't like playing on turf. All of those things disappear if you write a big enough check. And the same thing will happen for Debo. So that's, there's no such thing as he's going to play the season and he's not going to listen to negotiations. He may tell his agent he doesn't want to negotiate during the season. He doesn't want to hear any of that. I did that at one point. I told my agent, here's the number. Here's the number. When you pay, if here's the number, this is what I want. If they come to me with that number, then we can do a deal. I don't need to hear anything else. I've done that before. And like, I'm just going to play football. If it doesn't happen, guess what? I'll be a free agent, and then we'll get to see if somebody else will give me that number. That's where I think Debo would be, but he's going to listen, bro. He will listen.
It's going to be interesting. You look at what A.J. Brown got, 4 years, $100 million. Cooper Kupp got 3 years, $80 million, 75 mm-hmm. of that.
Ooh, 3 years. No, that's 75 guaranteed.
75 Ooh. Of that was guaranteed.
I was born too soon.
and with AJ Brown, I think 56 was guaranteed. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see where exactly Debo falls. And I mean, where does he think he should fall? Obviously, is kind of, you know, with this, where you start pretty much the negotiations.
Well, if he falls, if Debo performs at the level he performed for the 49ers last year, the 49ers are a playoff caliber team like they were last year. Debo is a Pro Bowl, all pro type player for them. Debo's value to the 49ers is that of Brown, is that of Cooper Kupp. He can ask. Doesn't mean he's going to get it, because they will use some of the other elements that we've discussed against him, but he can ask for that type of money, because his value would have been proven to the Niners. That's the thing about it. And what he will have, being that valuable to the Niners, he will actually have other suitors. Because what truly establishes your value to a team is not what you do, it's who else wants you. That's what makes them pay you. They don't pay you because they like you. They're going to pay you as little as possible for as long as they can. They're going to pay you what they have to based on what somebody else would pay you. That's the thing that Debo will have going for him.
Yeah, apparently the Jets were a big player trying to come after Debo, but that was rejected by.
I wouldn't go to the Jets either. I'm still not. I know everybody keeps telling me that the Jets are – that's the team. That's the team. I'm not there yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of on a wait-and-see type of thing, too.
I've seen a lot of teams that have tons of talent not figure out how to win.
The other part of that is, like, they're really young, right? I mean, it's hard.
That's what I'm saying. They have to learn how to win.
Yeah, it's hard for young teams to win. I mean, you got all this talent, but, I mean, you're young.
Well, you have to establish a winning culture. And that's a very difficult thing to do, number one, because first of all, the Jets are perennial losers. They're perennial losers. And every player on that roster has grown up knowing that the Jets are perennial losers. Everybody knows it. They all know it. They all played football. They all know, and they've seen the Jets lose their entire career. So it's going to be a very difficult thing for Robert Saleh to convince everybody that that has nothing to do with us. That's a hard thing. Even during the grim times with the Niners, you can always fall back on tradition. Look, we win around here. That's what we're built on. That's the culture. Even in the losing days, you can talk about let's get back to. Ain't nobody on that team know anything about Joe Namath. Come on, man.
They don't know about the guarantee.
You want to talk to me about that one time? Come on, man. There's nobody
about the Jackets.
Nobody knows anything about that. Come on. That's what Saleh's dealing with, man. So it's a difficult thing to flip a roster. So Debo, I think they did you a favor. He's too good of a talent, and he would have been a very talented player playing for a losing organization. You have an opportunity to win a championship now, to win championships. The 49ers is a very young roster, and you see, as soon as they got talent, they didn't have talent. It was void of talent. As soon as they got talented guys at key positions, it flipped right back because the culture to win is there. So I'm going to wait and see. And y'all can give me all the flashy draft picks and everything you want with the Jets. I've seen it before. I mean, hell, Bill Parcells couldn't keep it sustained up there. Bill Parcells is one of the top five greatest coaches this league has ever seen. Coaching, teaching, he's incredible. Talent. I mean, a talent evaluator. Bill Parcells couldn't keep it sustained. He flipped it for a second because of him, but he couldn't sustain it, and they couldn't keep it up. So come on, man. Come on. I'm sorry.
Make sure you continue to download, subscribe, rate, and review, and locate wherever you find your podcast. If there's a like or a follow button on your particular podcast subscription service, go ahead and hit that like or follow button. Go ahead and subscribe on YouTube as well. Hit us up on social media. I'm at R. Haylock. He is at underscore Eric Davis underscore on Twitter. And on Instagram, I'm at Watch Ray Ray. He is at ED25. So, for my partner, Super Bowl champion Eric Davis, I'm Rashawn Haylock. This has been the Believe in 49ers podcast on Believe, presented by Bet Online. We will see y'all next week.
Peace.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Scramble through our world-class golf courses or shop your way through the square. Be one with nature as you hike or bike through our parks and trails or hunker down at one of our breweries. And when it's time to eat, be sure to bite into our eclectic food scene. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.